The ex-con next door. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Across the country this year, there were new efforts to reduce the U.S. prison population, which remains the largest in the world. Pennsylvania's Department of Corrections just got a $1 million education grant for a campaign started by Corrections Secretary John Wetzel, who had to start releasing inmates because of budget cuts and was worried that a lot of these inmates just weren't ready.
These folks are coming back here, and we're all invested in corrections' ability to actually correct people.
So he set about trying to turn his inmates into the kind of people you'd be okay with if they moved in next door. He set up transitional housing, where inmates are educated, learn a skill, learn to interact with their family.
The transitional housing units were really focused on helping offenders get ready to come back into community.
He was inspired by a trip to German and Dutch prisons where inmates sleep in real beds, can dress as they like, can cook their own meals, are never locked in solitary for more than 8 hours, and get paid real wages for their work so they have some savings when they're released.
Look, the bottom line in Pennsylvania is $2.3 billion, and the fact that you would spend this much money without any focus on getting a return on investment is ridiculous. I'm going to release 18,000 people this year. How do you want them to be, older and angrier, or with a set of skills that they can be successful when they get out?
Pennsylvania's Secretary of Corrections, John Wetzel, who appears to take his title quite literally. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.